positive data and don't have to think of...
Okay, we'll pass these out. I have several corrections to make before we start. So the first time we had to print it up, we had a few typographical errors and things.
So as soon as you get a copy of the test, everybody just wait. Well, you can go ahead and start, I suppose, but I'll have some comments to make here. Some corrections. Kirby? Okay. A few corrections on typographical things here. First of all, number on the first page, number 3, part E. Number 3, part E. I don't know where this chi came from. It just should be hege aute. And the chi on the front of the ge, just eliminate. There is no such word.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some strange combinations of Greek, but that's not one of them. Okay, I don't know what happened there, so just a slip of the typist's finger or something. Then number 3L, also in the second to the last one on the first page, there's a kanos, it should be epemsen, there's a rough breathing when there should be a smooth breathing on that. So change that to a smooth breathing on epemsen. Okay. On the next page, there's a couple more there. On the part N at the top, very first line, it says pemso auto, there should be an iota subscript under that omega. Pemso auto, on the auto of the omega, there should be an iota subscript. And then ton dulon, that upsilon should be a nu. Tondulon. Okay, and then on number 4, just a few lines down there, it says, what is one of the 4 adjective positions? The word the should be, what is the one of the 4 adjective positions? Because there's only one. What is the one of the 4 adjective positions in which the genitive form of the pronoun cannot occur? Yes, I know. That's the next one I got. The word genitive should be G-E-N-I-T-I-V-E. Both here and there's one other place where that happens. Down on number 6, what Greek possessive adjective can be used as the equivalent of the genitive? That should also be respelled with an I. Okay? I think that's all of them. All right. We're getting our publication staff, some of them in Greek and Hebrew here with Mark and so forth, but he obviously couldn't write this test up, and so, but we'll be, you know, some of these things can be, if a person doesn't know Greek, he doesn't see them, you know, and there's going to be natural mistakes that'll occur and so forth, so we'll just correct it, and this time we'll have them corrected on the next example. Okay, so with that in mind, go ahead and have at it.
I don't object to using pencil on test. I just no. If you want to use pencil on this type of a test, because there's lots of things with paradigms and you find yourself changing things and crossing them out, so instead of having a big mess, I don't object to you using pencil on these quizzes.
Thank you.
If you want to, you can put them in all the things agreed. On those paradigms, and giving the paradigms, you don't need to give the meanings. Just agreed forms. Both accent and antithetic forms where they occur. Thank you.
Genesis.
Don't forget on question 6, when it asks for the possessive adjectives, to put the endings for feminine and neuter. You know, standard dictionary form with the endings for feminine and neuter, you know, just that dominant ending. There's one more error I caught on number 8. Remember, part 2, there's no smooth breathing on intellect. Need to have that. Those aren't intended to trick you. It's just I just realized that a lot of those errors, about half of them, were on my original copy when I turned in, so I'm fault on those.
is a computer program that can scan for any error. Proofread all of our stuff. Thank you. Okay. Let me take those now. So I'm going to have to submit a new one. Okay, let's exchange papers and do some basic correcting on this. Now, we're not going to be able to...
Since there's a lot of judgment involved in making a decision on how many points to take off on certain things, I think we'll do this a certain way here. It'll save me some time. First of all, question number one, of course, it's worth 10 points, so however many less than 10 they had, put minus, in other words, if they put down 6, put minus 4 in the margin there. You can go ahead and score that point-wise. So minus 4 in the margin if they said 6. If they put 10 there, then just don't put anything on it. Mark only the points wrong. Number 2 were 6 points. 1 point for each piece of information. 3 pieces of information in 2 sets here. What 2 positions in the declension of autos are different from the declension of the normal adjective like kalos? Okay, you can have these in either order, but you should have the nominative singular neuter and the accusative singular neuter forms. Nominative singular neuter, accusative singular neuter. And 1 point for each piece of information. In other words, if they said nominative plural neuter or something, then give them 2 points for the nominative and the neuter, but only but they get wrong on the plural and so forth. Okay. Then on question number 3, the point values are going to vary from example to example, and there's quite a bit of judgment involved in how many points to take off. So I have a system for doing that. So what I would like to do here, I'll read the answers, and if there's something wrong with it, just put a little check by it. And don't mark the points, but just if there's something wrong, either the vocabulary's wrong, grammar, there's a grammar point wrong, something's wrong with it, it's not correct, then put a check mark by it, and then when I go through, I'll be able to pick out all the ones that have check marks and make a decision as to how many points to take off. So rather than try to get into all kinds of discussions as to how many points to take off in each one, I'd rather just have you mark the ones that are wrong. So number A, worth 2 points, hey gay, Haute should be this earth, or suppose this land. And if there's anything wrong with that, put a check there. Even if it's just a minor point, I'll make evaluation on it. B, ho autos angelos, the same angel or the same messenger, the same angel or the same messenger. Number C, to dendron tuto, this tree, just a predicate position of the demonstrative, as it's normally. Number D, houtoi anthropoi pistoi, these are faithful men. It has to be these are, you have to have a predication there because, can anybody tell me why? Yeah, you've got an anarthrous noun with houtos on it, and houtos will not modify an anarthrous noun. When it's used that way, it's considered a pronoun. You have to have a predicate construction. No, you don't need to have the verb in a situation like this. You're probably more likely to see it, but there are cases, and you'll see some examples in the text, where when houtos is used with an anarthrous noun, it has to be considered a pronoun, you have to supply a verb to be. Admittedly, more likely than not, more often than not, you're going to see a verb form in there, but there are some examples, even in the New Testament, this way. Oh, yes, yes. You could say these ones or these men are faithful men or something. It'd be a little redundant, but that'd be fine. That'd be fine. So if there's any questions, let me... I don't know which examples they gave you here in the textbook. Well, maybe we'll look at this tomorrow or sometime when we review this. See, we've got 5 minutes. Maybe we can get through these just as far as marking them. Number E, the earth itself. Hege, haute, the earth itself.
Herself?
I suppose I would probably accept it there. It is feminine. And so if you're being poetic, you know, Mother Earth or something. But technically you don't need that. Of course, you don't need to render it that way. It gets into some judgment as far as translation. I wouldn't have any problem with it. F, to auto ergon, the work itself. The work itself. Number G, hokurios tu dulu ekenu, the Lord of that servant. The Lord of that servant. Number H, he diatheke, he aute, the same covenant. The same covenant. Attributed position of autos. Number I, hutoi hoi duloi, these words. These words. Right, yeah, hutoi hoi logo, excuse me. These words. Number J, ekene hemera hagia, that is a holy day, or that is an holy day. Okay, again, the same situation here. Now we've got ekene modifying, it can't modify hemera, so you have to supply a verb to be. Then K, ekene he hemera hagia. All we did was add the article. Now we've got that day is holy. That day is holy. Now we have to put a verb form in the other place. Because now ekene he hemera, ekenos can modify articular nouns. And so it's just that day, and now our verb to be is being supplied between day and holy. That day is holy. Okay, L, ekenos epemsen tuton ton apostolon, that one or that man sent this apostle. That one or that man sent this apostle. Ekenos now is occupying a position of a pronoun here. So that one or that man sent this apostle. And then M, autos epese autus, he persuaded them. He persuaded them. Number N, pemso auto ton doulon, which should be, I will send the slave to him, or I will send him the slave, depending how you set up the structure. I will send the slave to him, or I will send him the slave. Okay, number O, he aletheia autu, should be his truth or its truth, or the truth of him or the truth of it. Depends on what the antecedent was. But I would accept either one. His truth or its truth or the truth of him or the truth of it. And then P, logos autu, a word of his. A word of his. The unarthrous use there. A word of his. What was that?
A word of him.
A word of him. No, you really need the possessive there because it's genitive. See, a word of him. Well, let me think now. English, can you get by with that in English? A word of him. A word of his. Let me think about that. Leave a question mark on that, and I'll think about it a little bit more and see if... the form they give here is a word of his, but it's still a genitive form, a word of him. I'm not so sure that wouldn't be possible. I'll probably give credit for it, but leave a question mark there. I'll think about it.
Could you say a word of him with the datum?
Well, you see... It probably wouldn't be translated of him with the date of, be to him or something like that. See, you've got kind of a problem there. You got the of, which is pointing to genitive. You got him, which is the dative form. So, I don't know. It may be just incorrect in English to say it that way. Okay, was there a question back here? Yes, Jeff.
Number L.
L. Okay. Oh, he sent this apostle? Well, the textbook said that you could use that. I warned against, you know, being, you know, glossing too much. I'll just make a note there, put a question mark on it, and I'll probably only take off a half point or something like that. But I would like when the demonstrative is used, since if they used autos, you'd translate it he. then when it uses a kainos or something, it'd be better to translate it that one, just to show the difference there. Although he said in the textbook, you know, if you're reading through the textbook and you forgot what I said in class, then you probably got, I'll be a little bit merciful there, but, yes?
Oh, no. Oh, if he has the truth of his, instead of
the truth of his? Okay, now we've gone the other direction. Well, put the same question mark on there. I'll have to think about it. I don't know if it makes a whole lot of difference. It should be just more awkward in English one way or the other. As far as the Greek construction is concerned, it looks like they're preserving the sense of the Greek construction in each case. Okay, that's all the time we have, so go ahead and pass the papers to the front, and you may let the owner take a look at it, see how he's doing so far. And I'll correct the rest of it and try to get it back to you before the end of the week. We'll probably have one more test if we can work it in this semester on verb forms after we get through chapter 18, but I'm not sure if we'll make it or not, so we'll see. I think we've got about a 50-50 chance, I think. On verb forms, on these chapters, you know, middle voice, chapter 17 and 18, and it'll also tap into chapters 12 and 13 a little bit, too. 16, 17, and 18. I've got a nice test all made up. I just hope I can give it to you this semester.